Hello over the airwaves via the toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. Again, 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And we kick off Hour 3. You bring up whatever you want. You can also join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where everything is totally free. Once again, that is freetalklive.com. We had a call last hour about the founder of the Free State Project. His name's Jason Sorens, and he's a political science professor, as I understand it, at a university somewhere. I'm not even sure where it is. He hasn't actually made the move to the Free State yet, though he is the Free State Project founder. So, ha, we beat the founder to the Free State. But anyway, the call last hour was about apparently some of his students in one of his political science classes has outed him. They've somehow attacked him or sent out a mass email, apparently, to a bunch of the kids on campus. And I found the email at this point, so I think I'll share it with you.
Okay.
Since it was brought up.
I didn't think that it was that darned, unsurprising or anything.
Oh, it's not a surprise at all.
I didn't find an issue, so I just didn't.
No, it's not a surprise, but there is an issue. Here we go. From Truth Out to presumably a whole bunch of college students. Hello. Ever wonder about the politics of our professor? Jason Sorens, founder of the Free State Project, a group trying to get 20,000 people who plan to move out to rural New Hampshire. By the way, not all of New Hampshire is rural, though most of it is.
Yeah.
Never pay taxes, never contribute anything of value to American society, and who value private property over human life. Mark, I'm through one sentence, and you're telling me there's no issues here? The issue is the total misunderstanding or bias and misunderstanding again.
But the person's such an idiot. Why even?
They don't consider themselves idiots. They consider themselves well-educated. They're in college, Mark.
Big, fat, hairy deal. Lots of collegiate idiots.
They're just ignorant, okay? I think that's the fair way to approach this. They just never have really had things explained to them.
And they're not going to now because they're not going to listen to Free Talk Live.
No, that's for sure. Well, anyway, let's see. So never pay taxes. We're paying taxes. I paid the property tax on this house, and we pay meal taxes when we go out and eat, so we're still paying taxes. Never contribute anything of value to American society? Libertarians? What's that supposed to mean?
It's completely inaccurate. I mean,
I would say libertarians are more likely to contribute things of value to American society.
It's because we understand that American society isn't the government. That person doesn't. They don't understand that by going out and working hard and contributing, working hard is contributing to society. Whereas they believe that the only way you can contribute to society is by giving a portion of what you make to the government, because the government is the only true base of knowledge for understanding what one should do with one's money.
Not only is working hard and working a contribution to society in that you're providing the ability for people to buy products and services, but more than just working, being an entrepreneur, I think, is more important. Those are really the individuals.
Contributing to not-for-profits.
That what now?
Contributing to not-for-profits is a way to contribute to society.
Yes, it absolutely is. But what my suggestion is that he believes that libertarians never contribute anything of value to American society, or at least members of the Free State Project, according to the author of this article. And I'm suggesting that libertarians are more likely to be entrepreneurs, at least I believe. We believe in the free marketplace. We believe
in
taking initiative and creating something. If you believe that the market's not providing something, we believe you should go and provide it. And so I think a lot of libertarians are more entrepreneurial minded, and therefore, if you're an entrepreneur and you're creating things, you're creating jobs, you're creating products and services to make people's lives better, that's really what helps society out. I mean, where would we be were it not for the entrepreneurs in America? We'd all still be, what, using, wouldn't have electricity, wouldn't have air conditioning, wouldn't have television,
cars.
Internet. This socialist, whoever sent this email out, wouldn't be able to send his email because the entrepreneurs that created email.
That's right. The government would have just created cars for us.
Ludicrous. Anyway, going on with his claim. So they're taking their belongings and their guns out to New Hampshire to live in isolation from the rest of the American population.
Well, it's not isolation from the rest of the American population because New Hampshire isn't isolated.
Moving
to the tundra of Alaska, which at times I wonder, if you were moving to the tundra of Alaska, then you would be going to live in isolation.
Mm-hmm.
But no, We move to towns and cities in New Hampshire.
Most will be moving to cities in New Hampshire. There are going to be a few people that are going to go out and move out into the boonies, because that's the thing they like to do. Those people are everywhere.
They'd have lived out in the boonies any other state, too.
Right, and that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. But they're not going to be living in isolation, most of them. If you're going to be living in the boonies, you're still going to have to drive into town to go to Walmart and get your stuff and buy your food. And most people aren't able to grow their own food out in the middle of
nowhere. The Free State Project is absolutely about interaction with the people in New Hampshire.
We won't be able to have any effect if we don't interact with the people. I mean, if 20,000 people moved into New Hampshire and isolated themselves, it wouldn't do any good.
Right.
The purpose is to change the hearts and minds, the purpose of the Free State Project, at least, I think. I don't speak for the Free State Project, but it is to move liberty lovers to the state, and then those liberty lovers, those people that enjoy freedom and want to get more of it, will talk to their friends and neighbors about freedom, about these issues, and hopefully get many of them on board. Or reactivate many of them who had given up the fight, many of them who might have thought, well, there's a bunch of Massachusetts residents coming up here, things are just getting worse, I give up, you know, nobody's fighting for freedom. Oh, look, there are people fighting for freedom in this state. Well, maybe I'll join the fray again. We're looking to change the hearts and minds of individuals, one person at a time, and move them towards believing in freedom and liberty. That requires interaction with others. Let's continue. He says they're trying to privatize nearly everything and fundamentally dismantle public education and many social programs and services.
That's correct.
We're trying to dismantle government-run education. I have no objection to public education.
And government-run social services.
And dismantle those and replace them. See, this is the part they don't get. We want them to be replaced with voluntary alternatives. Alternatives funded voluntarily. That means without pointing guns and forcing people to hand money over to the government. Because who could agree with that? Who could agree that forcing people to do things is right? Really?
Clearly this socialist could.
Libertarianism, he says, is this organization is sympathetic towards secessionist movements in general. So? Libertarianism, there's some socialists that would like to secede. I've heard them talking about it. There were some, was it blue states that were Kerry?
Yes.
There were some blue states that were talking about seceding. Great. Anyway, libertarianism is an extreme right-wing philosophy which believes that private property and the free market has a greater value than human life and society.
Well,
just pure misinformation.
Well, it's not pure misinformation. They may understand very well where we're coming from, and they're just dealing out propaganda. And I didn't see any reason to give it airtime, but
propaganda,
you know,
in the form of misinformation, because it's wrong. It's just wrong. I mean, to value private property in the free market values human life and society. The free market is the only system of organization that truly does value human life.
Yeah.
Because
you can't prove to me that the government does.
That values human life?
You can only prove to me that the government values itself.
Exactly.
And because it will destroy you in order to continue to survive.
Yes, if it does not get obedience from you, you will either be jailed or killed. And that, to me, doesn't seem like an appreciation for life. And it certainly isn't an appreciation for liberty. Anyway, he finally says, and he teaches here at UB, wherever the hell that is. So why exactly is someone teaching at UB who believes in dismantling public education? Is there a connection between his...
UB, by the way, is not public education. A state university is not public education. Not by the definition. If it was the same sort of definition as high school public education,
yeah,
you wouldn't have to pay to go there.
Mm.
I mean, it's a state university.
It's state funded.
It still costs money to go.
Right. He says, is there...
And by the way, it would be cheaper... It would be cheaper to go to college, everybody, if we would get the government out of college.
It sure would. Prices would be dropping.
They would
like
have
in computers.
To, because currently it costs, I don't know, $20,000 a year to go to a state university, which says to the private universities, hey, we can charge like two or three times that because we're private, and people know that the private's better. So they do, because the market will bear it.
Anyway, he finally says, so why exactly is someone teaching at UB who believes in dismantling public education, is there a connection between his politics and how his courses are organized? Sorens's response,
I would imagine there is.
Sorens's response to this was, oh, I guess some people don't know the meaning of academic freedom, huh? 1-800-259-9231. Hey, buddy, you could always drop out, right, if you're really that upset. Maybe they'll organize a protest and bring more attention to Jason and his beliefs, and maybe the news will cover this. Who knows what will become of all this? More on the way. You take control of the airwaves. It is Free Talk Live.
Fiercely independent.
Who do you think is worse, the Democrats or the Republicans? I say it's the Republicans, because the Democrats have no power at all right now. Should they get a hold of the reins of power somehow? I'll anoint them the worst party. The way I look at it, whoever's writing the laws, that's who you have to be concerned about at any given time.
Prudent perspective from an edgy windbag. It's Common Sense with Dan Carlin. Get the MP3 or podcast at iTunes or go to dancarlin.com.
Republicans took over Congress more than 10 years ago. Since then, the government has grown by $1 trillion. This spending explosion has happened in part because Congress doesn't read the huge bills they pass. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Our new proposal stops Congress from passing bills they haven't read. It's called the Read the Bills Act. The Read the Bills Act will slow Congress down, way down. It's easy for you to help make this bill the law of the land. You can learn more at DownsizeDC.org. That's DownsizeDC.org.
Hi, folks. Jack Groundrick from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding the bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now.
Check, please. You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com, we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control. Toll-free 800-259-9231. Again, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site is totally free, including live streams. There's a broadband version of the show and a dial-up version, both of them totally free. FreeTalkLive.com. And you need to know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to FreeStateProject.org. Again, FreeStateProject.org. We're going to the phones, to the fun. Niall in Utah on the Amplifier line. Hello, Niall.
Oh, let's be honest. It's all brought to you by me. Free Talk Live is brought to you by me.
Yeah, you wish.
Niall?
Yes.
Hello? What are you doing to bring Free Talk Live to people?
I am amping.
Okay,
you know, I should be amping a heck of a lot more than I am right now if I weren't so darn poor.
Well, thank you for your amplifier.
Why are you so poor, Niall?
Because I just got a government divorce.
Uh-oh. That'll do it.
That is a prescription for poverty.
So what were you calling in about tonight?
Well, I was going to call in and update on my trial thing, but, you know, hearing you talk about a student or something writing, denouncing basically any kind of libertarian thought on campus, really kind of porked my beans. This is my pet issue. Everyone seems to have their own pet issue. And by the way, I'm glad to see that we have another ex-socialist intellectual.
Ah, yes, that's right. We had a guy who teaches, I guess, college over in California call a couple weeks ago announcing his conversion from socialism to libertarianism.
Well, I'll tell you what, that man is a rationalist, and he was trained as a rationalist, and he believes in truth, and he saw the light, and not like the light really that hard to see or anything, but, you know, whenever somebody gets up, writes weird pieces like this, full of half-truths, quarter-truths, eighth-truths,
mm-hmm.
You know he's read it. You know he's seen the whole story, and you know that this man is not irrational. He is the worst kind of socialist, not even the well-meaning socialist, but one that saw the rationality of it. He had to have, and just ignored it in his own, I mean, basically to support itself.
Yeah, ignored it in favor of his belief system, which is
well, it's
inferior.
More damaging than that. It's so inferior, it's unbelievable. I wish I could show everybody what it's like in the intellectual ivory tower. I was originally intending on becoming a college professor. I stopped at the end of my master's, and that was a large part of the reason where you would get into huge class discussions about truth, where the professor is denouncing you for believing in any kind of truth, and out of a seminar 12, 15 other graduate students, you're the only one taking the position that there is a truth. That's sort of a symptom, not the actual problem. Whenever you remove...
So wait. Are you saying that in the world of academia, people believe that there is no truth?
Oh, absolutely. And anyone who believes there is a rational truth, any kind of moral standards or anything like that, I mean, call it moral, call it reality, they just don't buy it. And they hate people who do. They really, really do.
I found it interesting that, obviously you, I think you started listening to the show over a year ago, and you had called in, I think, when you were still more of a socialist mindset. And as you converted more towards libertarianism, you made comments that were very similar to, I think it was Steve who called from California. And you guys made similar comments in that you kept wanting to go back to your old belief system, but every point that we would make about libertarianism and the free market, every time you looked at it, you could not deny the logic of it, and you had to accept that it was true.
It's what Mark would term an easy sell. You know, you guys aren't the greatest debaters, no offense.
No, we certainly aren't. We're not college professors here. We're not PhDs. We just believe in a philosophy that's extraordinarily easy to defend.
Yeah, and it applies universally where people say these things shouldn't be able to be applied universally. I mean, for people to try to denounce any slightest sliver of libertarian thought or anarcho-capitalistic thought, they have to stretch to such insane.
Yes, they do.
You know this. I mean, it's within the realm of possibility, but it's so unlikely. It's unfair because we sure don't subject our current political system to those same tests.
Excellent point.
And the proof is only that we are to be better or equal. I mean, to say, oh, it's not absolutely perfect, so there you go, you're a terrible person, blows my mind.
Yep. Yeah.
But getting back to the college thing, it's going to become my thing to destroy all the basis for taxation in schools. I'm an elementary school teacher now, which is part of the reason why I'm poor, too. But I'm seeing firsthand here, again, the damage that government intervention has. Take, for example, we have five days a week to study. We do math, we do language arts, and once one day a week, a whole day, all the learning is put on hold, and for what?
Oh, gosh.
And it's not like they send the teachers home. No, I still go in, I still get paid. And
oh,
the DARE
no.
officer comes and fills him with the worst drivel I've ever heard in my life. And keep in mind, Ian, I'm Mormon and I'm active Mormon. Mm-hmm. I'm morally opposed to smoking, drinking, and drugs. But
caffeine.
Try to feed them at the expense, Ian, of their actual learning. It just makes you want to blow the officer away right there.
I'm curious,
really.
Niall, since you're actually in the DARE class, and it's been, oh my gosh, I was 10 the last time I was in a DARE class, so it's been a good 16 years since I've sat in a DARE class. I'm wondering what the curriculum is like these days. Is it possible for you to get your hands on any of the handouts that they give out?
Oh, I absolutely could.
I would be very interested in seeing some scans, maybe having you post some scans or email, post them on the PBS.
I'll grab it to you and mail it to you if you want, you know.
That would be excellent, because I know that there's a lot of...
Like a big old booklet.
Yeah.
Like a big old booklet.
Take some selections. Select some excerpts. We don't need the whole booklet, but take your favorites and scan them in or something like that and send it our way. Or post it on the PBS if you can. Otherwise, send it to me and I'll make sure it gets posted. So people can see these things, so they can know what sort of indoctrination is going on. But man, that's got to be tough for you to sit there and listen to that.
Well, I can take it. I know it's lies, but these kids buy it.
Mm.
They buy it because they don't know any better, and I can't really stand up and denounce it. But you know, the damage comes through. The teachers whine and whine and whine how we don't have enough time to get anything done, and whine and whine and whine about all the funding. But damn it all, if you can't get anyone to denounce DARE.
And the funny thing is, DARE has been proven to be totally useless. I mean,
just don't say that out loud.
There have been studies that have been done that shows that DARE doesn't have an effect on
the
future of kids' drug use. I can't tell you who in my DARE class doesn't use or didn't use drugs. I don't know. I think most everybody went on to use some sort of drug, whether it be alcohol, nicotine, or one of the illegal drugs. I think they all did.
Hopefully not in sixth grade anyway.
No, not in sixth grade. It was more towards high school. But, Niall, thanks, man. And keep us up to date with what goes on there in the elementary school, because one thing that I know for sure about teachers is you've always got some new story about just the stupidity of the bureaucracy you work for. So call us back with some more dumb bureaucrat stories.
Guarantee you it's not even the slightest bit unique.
Thanks for the call, Niall. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. I used to know some teachers in person, and every time, I made a point of it, every time I saw them, I'd always ask them for something new. Like, tell me what's going on with the schools. And they were of libertarian mindset as well, so they would just pick out just the most amazing stories of stupidity and irresponsibility, bureaucracy, slowness. It's just amazing what teachers have to go through. More on the way. This is your show. You take control. Free Talk Live.
Hello, this is Amy Bjorklund. Thanks to a quantum leap in garlic research, the health benefits of 20 fresh garlic cloves are now available in one tiny capsule. With stabilized allicin, the proven power of garlic has been transformed into what is perhaps the most important medicinal product ever developed, and there's no odor. Stabilized allicin gives you and your family a safe, natural weapon that kills harmful bacteria, viruses, and funguses, all without harming the friendly bacteria in the digestive tract. This means strong immunity, fewer and shorter colds, and the best possible protection from deadly diseases, none of which prescription drugs can offer. What's more, this product can deter mosquitoes from biting you and safely keep fleas and ticks off your pets. Visit truthandexcellence.com, click the Truth and Excellence banner on GCNlive.com, or call me, Amy Bjorklund, personally at 805-595-2711. 805-595-2711.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with a total transformation.
After the total transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more backtalking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation Program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
If you're thinking about replacing your home's windows, think Sears. Custom replacement windows from Sears are low maintenance, tilt in for easy cleaning, and may also help reduce your energy costs. Add beauty to your home with custom replacement windows from Sears. Just call 1-800-393-8378 for a free in-home consultation. Call now and save $375 on select styles. Trust Sears for professional installation, convenient financing options, and best of all, with Sears, your satisfaction is guaranteed. Call Sears now at 1-800-393-8378 and save $375 on select styles. Offer ends 9/30/06. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. If it's time to replace your windows, call Sears now, 1-800-393-8378. That's 1-800-393-8378.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Hold your number for you, 800-259-9231. Bring up whatever's on your mind, 800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The bulletin board system awaits you. Over 130,000 posts. Over 1,200 people acting. It's all totally free. There's fun stuff, serious issues, all being discussed, all for free. bbs.freetalklive.com, so get interactive with us. Also, we've been talking about schools. We had Niall on from Utah. He's an elementary educator. We're going to get back into schools here in a moment with Fahrenheit 451. There is a potential situation that is developing here. I said it was a ban. It doesn't look like it's being banned. But if one parent gets his way, it sure would be. We'll tell you more coming up. But first to the phones, to the fun, to Mike in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Mike in New Hampshire going once. Hello, Mike in New Hampshire. You're going twice. Okay, then. Well, maybe Mike will call back. Alton Verm of Conroe, according to the Courier, Houston, Texas area, I guess, objects to the language and content of Fahrenheit 451. Yes, he's fired up. Because the Conroe Independent School District uses Fahrenheit 451 as classroom reading material. And his 15-year-old daughter, Diana, a sophomore, came to him September 21st with her reservations about reading the book because of its language. Quote, "Hey, the book had a bunch of very bad language in it," according to her mother, Diana. "It shouldn't at all be in there because it's offending people. If they can't find a book that uses clean words, they shouldn't have a book at all." Well, her husband, Alton, filed a request for reconsideration of instructional materials Thursday with the district regarding Fahrenheit 451, written by Ray Bradbury and published back in 1953. He wants the district to remove the book from the curriculum, saying, "It's just all kinds of filth," said Alton, adding that he had not actually read Fahrenheit 451. He's just taking his daughter's word for it.
You know, it's kind of funny that Fahrenheit 451 is about censorship and they want to censor it.
Yes, this is very ironic.
It's hilarious. And this sort of happened to me. I think it was my 7th or 8th grade year at the Christian school that I went to school at. And
really?
They had, I can't remember what the name of the book was, but there was an author that lived nearby, so we read the book. And in the book, I believe that they had 10 words or 11 words that they censored out with a black marker.
Really?
Yeah, they blocked
them
out.
Went through every book that the students had and blocked out the words.
Correct.
Page by page?
Correct.
Wow.
And this is Christian school. Yeah. I suppose they can do that. What I did was I went to the library and I checked the book out. So I what happened was somebody said, I don't have a book. Like they were out sick or something, mm-hmm. and they needed a book. And I'm like, and the teacher's like, well, we don't have any more.
So you loaned it to them.
So I said to the teacher, oh, I've got my extra one. I checked one out at the library.
Uh-oh.
And so I gave the book, nicely gave the book away. And the teacher didn't really know how to approach it. So she asked me to stay after. And she's like, I wanted to know, why did you, check the book out at the library? And I said, well, I didn't want to read a censored book. And she said, well, we censored it for a reason. And I said, yes, because you didn't want me to read those words.
Right, and I checked it out for a reason, lady.
And I said, one of the words that they censored out was asinine.
Oh, my gosh.
And she said, well, it doesn't matter what words they censored. And I said, but, I don't remember.
Don't you think that's a little asinine?
I don't remember how the conversation went. I had read the book already. And she wasn't going to go reach in.
The damage has been done.
She wasn't going to reach in and take those words out of my head.
Because you read that book. You're the person you are today.
Yeah, man.
Knowing all your bad words and everything.
Well, I think I knew some bad words before I started. As a matter of fact, I probably wouldn't have known they were bad words if I hadn't known they were bad words already, right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, gosh, the fact that you've crossed something out with a marker just makes me want to know what was underneath that marker. That's what it makes someone like me want. I want to know now.
Yeah.
If you just left it alone, it'd been no big deal. But now you made an issue out of it. And these people are making an issue out of this. 15-year-old girl, as though she hasn't come across curse words, right? Here are their objections. Alton Verm, her dad, says he hasn't read Fahrenheit 451, but he knows what's in it. He says, quote, these words don't need to be brought out in class. I want to get the book taken out of the class. Apparently, he looked through the book and found the following things wrong. Discussion of being drunk, smoking cigarettes, violence, dirty talk, references to the Bible and using God's name in vain. He said the book's material goes against their religious beliefs. The Verms go to Grand Parkway Church in Porter.
I don't have any problem with Mr. Verm. Is that right?
Yes, Alton. Alton Verm.
I don't have any problem with Alton's views on what his daughter should and shouldn't read. If I ever have a daughter, I'm going to have views on what she should and shouldn't read, too. The problem is that it all comes back to public education once again.
Government-funded public education.
Government-funded public education. He's got an opinion about what should be in the classroom. I have an opinion about what should be in the classroom. They are at odds.
Yeah, as an atheist, mine would be at odds with him, too.
I think that your daughter should read Fahrenheit 451, and I pay for public schools to be run. So are you telling me that my vote is somehow less valuable than yours? It doesn't make any difference whether it's your daughter or not. We are both paying to educate her. So I say that she reads Fahrenheit 451, Mr. Verm. And if you don't like it, take her out.
Now, to be fair to Verm, Alton, he does make one brilliant point. He said he doesn't understand how the district can punish students for using bad language, yet require them to read a book with bad language as part of the class.
He certainly does.
He's got him on that one. That one's brilliant.
Big, big, he's got the ropes.
Fahrenheit, according to Chris Hine, CISD Assistant Superintendent for Secondary Education, Fahrenheit 451 is a science fiction piece that poses a warning to society about the preservation and passing on of knowledge, as well as asks the question about whether the government should do the thinking for the people, Hine stated in an email to the Courier. Other themes include conformity versus individuality, freedom of speech, and the consequences of losing it, the importance of remembering and understanding history, and technology as help to humans and as hindrance to humans, Hine stated in the email. I think that, if you're going to have a government school, I like the idea that Fahrenheit 451 is included. It's not exactly a pro-government book. It's a government that does broach some pretty important issues. And by the way, the title of the book, Fahrenheit 451, which is why this is so ironic, is the temperature at which books burn.
Yeah.
So this guy wants to ban Fahrenheit 451 from the school, and the irony is it's a book about banned books.
Yes.
800-259-9231. Let's try Mike again. He's back.
Hey, guys.
In New Hampshire. What's up?
Hey. The mind quakes at the idea of Manwich going to a Christian school.
You mean Mark.
Yes,
Mark.
I did go to a Christian school for 9 years. I would have liked to have stayed. I think
really?
In hindsight, I prefer the idea that I would have stayed rather than gone off to a government public school.
So your thoughts, Mike?
That was just something I found rather humorous, but I was calling in to, on a related topic, news today about the attack on Free State Project founder Jason Sorens.
Yeah, we read that email earlier.
And we reported that here at the International Libertarian.
That's where I was reading it from, as a matter of fact.
It's rather interesting that, and we're talking about this topic here, is that the intolerance of academic concept of academic freedom, which is something that normally you would think that the left would, you know, be rather adamant about defending.
Yeah, aren't they normally pushing for multiculturalism and diversity and tolerance?
It's only when it's their opinions that are being pushed that it needs to be protected.
And, interesting observation.
And they as long as it's, you know, promoting their left-wing agenda or their crazy theories about 9/11 or things of that nature, yes, we need to protect our professors. But as soon as a libertarian or, God forbid, a conservative is a, you know, strident or vocal either student or professor.
Well, as far as he's concerned, libertarians are conservatives. Did you note in the email they called them far-right wingers?
Yeah, that's right, ultra-right conservatives. Totally wrong.
Yeah,
and the reason why is because we support freedom on all issues every time, both economic and social, which means that we're for total social freedom, which means ending the war on drugs and more, which, of course, no typical conservative in these days are for. Thank you for the call, Mike. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. Speaking of the war on drugs, there's a little bit of good news on the war on pot.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it's possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Surely you've heard that ignorance of the law is no excuse. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizeDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. Visit DownsizeDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. I have an urgent message for all of our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world, quote unquote. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble, red alert, and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 888-8-XANADU. And ask for George.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain, and this is the Monday edition. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can take control of the airwaves toll-free 800-259-9231. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Lots of stuff on the site. It's all totally free. Though if you appreciate the fact that we give away our website features and those other shows don't, if you like that, then maybe you should voluntarily support the show via the AMP program. AMP.freetalklive.com is where you want to go to learn more. Essentially, the idea is AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. The concept is simple. If you like the show and you like what we're doing and you want more people to hear it around the country and around the world, AMP is making that happen. AMP is directly responsible for getting new radio stations on board with the show.
Really, really.
We're up to 17 stations now, and I would say probably at least 12 of those 17
because
of you guys.
If we're going to list that cable station on our list, we have to call it a station.
Oh, the cable channels? There's three cable channels. You could call that...
But the Coyote one.
Yeah. Coyote, there's two... Okay, now you're talking about cable television, which we're also on a couple cable channels, and it's all listed at affiliates.freetalklive.com. But anyway, we could call it 19 if you wanted to, but there's 17 radio stations on board, and it's all because of you guys. Amp.freetalklive.com is a way to learn more about the program, where we're spending the money, because all we're asking for is $3 a month, which is, by the way, half of the price of what those other shows want you to pay for up front before you can get access to their special features. We give you the special features away up front, and then we say, hey, you want to help us out? Help us out. Amp.freetalklive.com is a way to do it. $3 a month's all it takes. I mean, you won't even notice that's gone. That's less than the price of a cup of coffee in some places.
It's really not much. And, you know, we give you a couple of, we give you some nice things.
There's perks. Yeah. There's perks. Perquisites, if you will, including access to the amplifier-only call-in lines, amplifier-only forum, and classic archives. I think there may be a classic archive going up here pretty soon. We're getting to that next point. We release one at every $25. So whenever AMP goes up by $25, which is a number of people signing up for AMP, we throw out another classic archive for free.
Hear that? Join AMP. Right now, we'll put out another classic archive.
Well, I don't know if it's right now, but soon. AMP.freetalklive.com. Again, AMP.freetalklive.com. Let's talk to Gene, the Christian anarchist. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hi, guys.
Hey,
Gene.
What's up?
Oh, I wanted to talk about black boxes and what I don't like about them on your car.
Okay.
There's black boxes on my car?
Yeah, you got lots of black boxes. Just any kind of computer box on your car.
Okay.
You got a computer box that controls the engine system. You've got a computer box that controls the sound system. You've got another computer box that controls your ABS system.
And that's true.
And I don't mind technology when it can be used to my benefit. I mean, I'm talking to you on a Bluetooth headphone and a Trio 650 cell phone. So
okay. Don't get the attachment for the 600. It doesn't really work very well.
He doesn't have the 600.
It doesn't work at all.
I'm just letting you know that I'm a fellow Trio user.
My wife has the 600.
Go on with the black box thing, sir.
But the black boxes in your car, every time they go out, the biggest problem is it's a big repair scam. Because when one goes out, it's $500. I don't care if it's your which one of your black boxes go out is going to be $500.
Oh, my.
And basically all of them are antique, like 8088 processors. Now, these go way back to like 25 years, and I used to work with the 8088 processors back when they first came out, and they were $400 a piece at the time. But basically, they're using old technology in these black boxes, and they're charging you an extraordinarily large amount to repair them. So what I proposed for some entrepreneurian automobile company out there, like maybe Kia or one of those, is to design a car that has universal black boxes. So the black box is simply a computer that plugs in wherever you need it. If you need an engine computer, the same black box will plug into there as the one that plugs into your stereo system. And the only thing different will be the software that runs on that black box. And you can download the software via, say, a Palm Pilot over the infrared port, or you can download it over a Bluetooth connection.
Now,
or
how often does a black box go bad? I mean, I think it's a neat idea and everything, but how often do these things go bad? I've never heard of it.
They go bad quite frequently, and the problem is the $500 cost. But if you had universal black boxes that could be plugged in and programmed for any device that you want on your car, and let's say it expands to more than one automobile line, too, so that it would be...
So that way, like, Discount Auto Parts could sell these things, and you wouldn't have to go to the dealer.
Instead of $500, you'd be looking at $40.
It sounds like a great idea for somebody with a little bit of capital to invest in. Gene, any other thoughts for us?
Well, you need cooperation from the auto manufacturers, and that's where the whole thing falls apart, because they're not...
I don't know. If you could reverse engineer their code, you might be able to not need their cooperation and just do it as a third-party provider of parts.
That would be an interesting procedure.
It's possible. You just need somebody with the money and the initiative to get this thing started. So good luck, Gene, making that happen. Thanks for the call, man. 800-259-9231. Hey, I said there's a little bit of good news with the war on drugs, right? Idaho, as a matter of fact, Boise, an initiative proposal that would allow residents to grow, sell, and use marijuana within the Sun Valley city limits can move forward, according to the Idaho Supreme Court. To get this, 2 years ago, Ryan Davidson turned in a sample petition on the marijuana initiative to the Sun Valley city officials so it could be checked for the format required by the city's rules. When you submit an initiative, they have to make sure that it fits their, I guess, paradigm or whatever, their set of rules. And if it's okay, then it gets approved and then it can go on the ballot. Well, instead of just telling Mr. Davidson whether the paper, the number of signatures per page, and other technical details of the petition were correct, the city just rejected the petition altogether, saying it was contrary to state law and therefore outside of the scope of the city's initiative process. So they wouldn't even give him a fair shake. All five Idaho Supreme Court justices have since ordered the city to consider the petition. Whether or not the initiative turns out to be legal, the justices ruled, is a matter for the courts to consider if and when the initiative passes. So the justices are essentially saying, whoa, 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 you don't get to decide whether or not this is legal or not. That's our job. And so let this guy have his petition. And I think that's great. The city protests that if the clerk cannot halt unconstitutional initiatives, any group could submit petitions for any number of outlandish causes, said one of the justices. But while it's true that many such initiatives could be proposed, sorting through the substance of proposed initiatives to separate the wheat from the chaff is not the role of the city clerk. And plus, you have to also remember that when you're talking about initiatives proposed by citizens, if it's a crappy initiative, no one's going to sign on it, right?
And hopefully it won't get voted in either.
Right. I mean, you can't write up an initiative saying that the city of Idaho must give me $1 million a year and expect to have anybody sign that particular that initiative if it's giving money to the guy who wrote the petition. I mean, come on. Nobody's going to sign these things. But a marijuana initiative? Yeah, it's going to get signatures, which is why they wanted to flush it.
Yeah.
Instead, the voting public and courts hold the power to check initiatives, and city councils can repeal or amend ordinances passed by direct legislation. Besides allowing the regulated growth, sale, and use of marijuana in Sun Valley, Davidson's initiative would have directed the city to push state leaders for a change in Idaho's marijuana laws. Which, brilliant concept. I mean, not only does he want to legalize it within the city limits...
Well, they're
going to
push real hard for that.
Well, still. Finally, it would have directed local law enforcement officers to make enforcing marijuana violations by adults their lowest priority. The Supreme Court majority declined to rule on whether the initiative, if passed, would be legal. The Chief Justice, while agreeing the city should consider the initiative, wrote a separate opinion so that he could specifically say that if the initiative passed, portions of it would violate state law and be invalid. Quote, time, effort, and money will have been wasted, except to the extent that lawmakers will have the opinion of a small segment of the state's qualified electors. Nonetheless, the decision to allow the process to play itself out without judicial intervention is appropriate. And I say congratulations to the Idaho Supreme Court for making a sensible decision in this particular case. Whatever their personal position was on marijuana, they didn't let it get in the way, and all five of them voted unanimously to allow this on or to allow this to go through the process.
It seems like a very small victory.
Well, like I said, it was a very small victory, but it's nonetheless worth reporting. Nobody can now accuse Free Talk Live of being all negative, right? Because, I mean, we started the show tonight with a story about how the federal government has banned online gambling. I mean, there's plenty of bad news out there. Even if the news, the good news is just a little bit of good news, I still think it's worth reporting because it's not hopeless. The situation we have in this country is not
Oh, I think that marijuana is definitely going to become legal within the next 20 years.
You think so? 20 years? So long.
It is a long time.
I'm hoping that we can see it legal within the next 5 to 10 here in New Hampshire at the very least. Maybe we can lead the way. And I'm hoping that New Hampshire can sort of skip over this silly little medicinal thing. Because one thing that the critics about medicinal marijuana are absolutely correct about is that it's essentially the first step in the process of legalizing marijuana completely. And the medicinal guys try to distance themselves from that. Oh, no, no, we just wanted medicinal. Shut up. Why don't you just push for the right thing, and that is total freedom to use all drugs, not just marijuana, but the freedom to buy, sell, manufacture, distribute all drugs without having the government being involved. And I'm talking about getting the prescription drug, getting them out of the prescription drug business and more. Obviously, we're out of time and can't expound. It's been Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month. And you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.